Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So you may have seen the video of that big Robert E. Lee statue coming down in Richmond, and it just made me wonder what's going on in Illinois. We talked about this not that long ago with Tim Butler, and we called him again, the 87th District Rep. Hey, Tim, it's John. You're back on. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, John?
Good. Where do you live again, Tim?
I live in Springfield.
So
in the Springfield.
Your district is what? Describe for me where your constituents are.
Sure. I cover four counties right in the middle of the state. I go from Springfield north up to almost to Peoria. I go across the river into to Pekin there in the Peoria area. So literally right smack dab in the middle of the state.
And what's the status of this commission that Illinois has to look at our various monuments?
So the Statues and Monuments Task Force actually meets this afternoon. We're having a meeting this afternoon in Springfield regarding there's an effort, especially from some folks for Eureka, about something to honor President Reagan. So I think we'll be talking about that this afternoon. Then, you know, we had a hearing a few weeks ago in Chicago, and in talking to the chair, Mary Flowers, I think we're going to continue to get input on this, I think, for the next few months, and then probably give some sort of recommendation to the legislature on, you know, I don't know if we'll get down to, hey, this statue needs to go, that statue needs to stay, but maybe some overall, you know, guidance on how we are supposed to evaluate these situations and how we manage things going forward. Obviously, we don't have the same issues per se that Virginia is going through with all the Confederate statues, but certainly there's a lot of evaluation going on for monuments and statues, not just in Illinois, but around the country.
So your commission's been doing hearings on this, and again, you're not finger-pointing at specific ones yet. Maybe you won't even when you write your report, huh?
Well, I think, you know, I think that's the big question. Certainly, we have seen in Illinois in last year, the Stephen Douglas statue came outside the Capitol. The Pierre Menard statue, who was the one of our early founders of the state, his statue came down. And so I think as we move forward, evaluating what people's roles were and who they were, I think is part of the process. We had, the hearing we had a couple weeks ago was actually about what we should do to honor President Obama, who obviously had a big role at the State House as well. And during that hearing, I actually asked a question about Mayor Richard J. Daley, who has a statue in the Capitol. And, you know, given some of the views of Mayor Daley when it comes to race, and there's some questions about that. So I think for me, it's more a matter of finding out what the proper process is to evaluate these people.
Yeah.
I don't think we as politicians should be saying yay or nay and all this stuff. I think we need to get smart people involved who can help us evaluate these things.
And is race, I wonder if race would be the determining factor. Like, say you said or had views that were that don't hold up today, then maybe you're out. But what if your views about the Democratic National Convention were, if history looks on that so poorly, maybe for that reason we shouldn't honor you. I mean, I just wonder if what you said about race issues has to be the sole reason for exclusion.
Yeah, I don't, and that's where I don't think it solely has to be about race. It's how people, you know, certainly who they are as individuals, and people are complicated. They live lives of many decades and have, you know, multiple things that can happen. And one of the things that I said during the hearing on President Obama was, you know, maybe we should wait until people are dead for 10 years before we start worrying about putting up statues to them and things like that.
Yeah.
To evaluate their lives. But I also think, you know, it's difficult to evaluate someone's life from 152 years ago in contemporary times. And I think that's where we need a lot of help. I think Stephen Douglas is a complicated individual. He is somebody who supported slavery and literally owned slaves in his family, but he also is somebody that tried all he could to keep the Union together. And you know, Lincoln wouldn't be where Lincoln is without Douglas. So it's a lot of complicated factors that go into making these decisions. And I think we have to do them, you know, kind of in a dispassionate fashion to try to evaluate everyone the right way.
Did you say Lincoln wouldn't be Lincoln without Douglas?
Well, I don't, you know, I mean, obviously the Lincoln-Douglas connection is what helped raise Lincoln to the presidency. And, you know, part of Lincoln's story, a big part of Lincoln's story is his relationship and obviously the debates that he had with Lincoln. So, you know, Douglas is certainly a part of the Lincoln story.
And then I guess another question is, what business is it of the states? Are we only talking about, I mean, I can put up a statue to anybody pretty much. Is it on state grounds? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, you know, I think the purview of this task force is specifically for, you know, how we honor people on state grounds. So the state capitol, state historic sites, any other buildings that the state might own, certainly not getting into what, you know, John might erect in his backyard or something like that. That isn't the case. And I think certainly, you know, local governments have control. I mean, obviously Chicago is evaluating what they have under control. But I think for what we're doing, it has to be strictly just on state property.
In Chicago, all monuments are coming down. Every single one. Statues, monuments, flags, buildings, anything over 6 inches tall that could possibly offend anybody, we're just going to take it down, and we're just going to have nothing but I don't know what we're going to have. By the way, it's all
going to be vanilla. That's what it is.
Right? No, wait. Yeah. The chocolate people will be upset, and the strawberry people will be really ticked.
True. So, Good point.
But so you said somebody wants to erect a Barack Obama statue, right? Would that be on state grounds, and that's why it comes in your orbit, and a Ronald Reagan one as well?
Absolutely. So there is an effort with Reagan, with the folks from Eureka, who've had a group together to raise money to try to get a statue. And Obama, certainly, there's been a lot of talk about that. I think, in my opinion, you know, the four presidents that have Illinois ties, Lincoln, Grant, Reagan, and Obama, in my opinion, should be prominently displayed somewhere on the Capitol grounds. Would be great. It's the state Capitol building. And obviously, those four individuals with great ties to Illinois have risen to the highest, you know, political office in the land. And I think that's a great opportunity for us to tell their stories by having something that memorializes them at the state capitol.
Yeah.
Obviously, we have a Lincoln and Grant statues currently, but certainly I think down the road, you know, certainly adding Reagan and Obama would be the right thing to do, in my opinion.
Tim Butler is the 87th district rep from Springfield, Illinois, downstate lawmaker, who says that it's not his business to make this decision, but he's been hosting hearings about this across the state. And I could think of a lot of things people don't like about Ronald Reagan, and I know a lot of people don't like things about Barack Obama. But I would hope that the unpopularity of a politician with some people isn't the reason why you would exclude them from the state grounds, but rather some other high crime and misdemeanor, something, you know, quite serious, along the lines of a Robert E. Lee or something like that.
I think you hit it right on the head, John. I mean, the fact that we're so close to Obama's presidency that there's still going to be partisan passions. There's still plenty of people around who remember President Reagan that have partisan passions. But those two individuals, I mean, Barack Obama, really, I mean, just for solely being the first African-American president in the history of the United States holds a place above so many people because of that. Reagan, for what he did, the way he conducted himself as president, you know, a guy that never took his suit jacket off in the Oval Office because he respected the office that much. And then the fact that basically Reagan oversaw the dismantling of the Soviet Union there at the end, I think is certainly those stories are tremendous. But you're always going to have partisan passions on it.
Yeah, sure.
Whereas I think with the Lee statue coming down, in my opinion, look, I mean, the Confederacy and those who led the Confederacy were traitors to the United States. And we've honored them through these giant statues for far too long. At the expense of people like Grant, in my opinion, who I think should hold a higher place in the history of the United States. So certainly a lot of things to evaluate as we look at all this stuff.
I'll let you go, Tim, but so the hearing is this afternoon about the Reagan thing in Eureka?
That's correct. 2 p.m. We have a hearing at the Capitol with, I know some folks from the city of Eureka, as well as Eureka College, will be there to talk about their ideas on trying to get a Reagan statue for the Capitol.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised that we don't have one. I know they've got a lot of Reagan memorabilia around Eureka, but in Springfield that would seem to be appropriate. And would the state foot the bill for the construction of something?
Well, I think this organization is raising private dollars for it, and I think that's, you know, that's another model moving forward that I think is important, is that, you know, we don't need to be spending a lot of state resources on this, but if there are private groups that want to come forward to help fund this, I think that would definitely be a great way to do it.
Yeah. Hey, Tim, if I can do something for you down the road, give me a shout, okay?
Thanks, John. I appreciate it.
87th District Rep. Tim Butler from Springfield and through Central Illinois, parts of Pekin and places like that.